Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well, welcome to another PCP Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I promise you another informative show. You know, I'm doing a show today from one of my remote locations. I'm actually in an outdoor studio today. So if you hear some additional sound effects, that means the elements is getting the best of me. Not that I'm standing outside in the weather. I'm in an enclosed area. But all in all, it's just nice to look out here and, you know, see all the trees, and just so happened to be raining here today in my area, and just kind of sort of enjoying the weather. But as always, we promise you another wonderful show. Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to really post anything today or any time this week on what we're going to talk about here, so I'm kind of sort of just going to run this one here today off the cuff. And I may or may not even get around to giving my man, Mr. Keith Wright, any plugs, but I'm quite sure he's out there doing some wonderful things. I think he's, they're out and about. There's a few NBA team workouts, and I think that's a wonderful thing for them young men to have that experience. I know quite a few young men from my area alone that's out there getting these workouts in, as well as my own. But as always, you know, we're going to try to provide you with some information, something that, you know, you may not have thought about in quite some time. And just to see what you think, you can always give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416, as always. We like to hear what you have to say here on the PCP Network. You know, before we get into the show, we got a couple things we got that we're working on. You know, I'm trying to put together, and I've talked about it and mentioned it with a couple other folks, you know, in the network as well. And what we are working towards is trying to establish a foundation. And of course, if we establish a foundation at one location, we will definitely work towards establishing a foundation, or that foundation being large enough to grow across the country to reach all members of our network. But one of the things that we want to work towards with the foundation is giving some of our less fortunate young men and women opportunity to get some of that exposure, or have the opportunity to be exposed. And, you know, as I stated before, our ultimate goal is to get as many kids in college. And if we have to get them in college based upon their athletic ability, that's what we're pushing towards. So we know once we get them there, we can definitely work towards making sure that they stay there and stay focused on what they should be doing. Well, you know, not only that aspect of athletes getting the exposure, our children getting the exposure, but I've seen times where, you know, some young men and women also require tutoring, you know, during their middle school and high school years, and families are not in a financial situation to be able to provide that tutoring. So that's one of the things we're working towards as far as, building up so that we are able to assist with providing tutoring for our young men and women that are aspiring to go to college. And if they go to college and able to play, their sport, of course, we look at that as being a win-win situation. And at the end of the day, it will be a win-win-win situation, okay? I don't know if you quite understand it like that. Most of the time you hear it laid out as win-win situation, but I'm going to throw an extra win in there. I'm going to say win-win-and-win. Win-win-win situation. And let me break that down for you real quick. The win-win-win situation is basically the individual athlete will win. Those that are surrounding him and supporting him or that have tried to encourage and motivate him will win. And the biggest part, at the end of the day, the community will win. Because now you will have one less individual out there that may drift in a negative direction in life. You will have someone out there that will drift in a positive direction in life and be guided towards a positive direction in life and be able to support and assist others in his or her community as well. So we're looking at a win-win-win situation as always, a win-win-win situation as always. You know, we like to do things on a big scale here at the PCP Network, and I think that's the only way to do it. You know, I'm tired of this small-time, small-scale thinking. If you think small, you're going to live small. If you live small, you're going to be small. If you're going to be small, be out of the way. You know, if you're going to be small, be to the side, be out of the way. Because there are things to do, and there are too many of our children out here that need that support, that needs that assistance, needs that guidance for us to just sit back and say it's nothing to do and nothing, nothing happens. Nah, that's I don't see it like that. I refuse to see it like that. And I'm going to do everything I can possibly do to try to make sure that as many as I can possibly reach will benefit from their life, from their experiences. And if they're good at something, then, hey, let's work towards making sure that they get a full understanding of and able to use that to their advantage. You know, that's the way I see it. That's the way I see it. I'm watching two little birds here today chase each other around my yard. As I'm looking out the window of my outdoor studio here, and it's real, really entertaining. But what I want to talk about today, I'm gonna flip the script real quick and get down to what we want to talk about, because I can go on and on about talking about all other things. But what I want to talk about today is transfers. Our students have a tendency to, our children have a tendency to, for whatever reason, decide that, okay, well, this school just doesn't work for me, so I decide I want to transfer. Okay, parents, this is why I'm calling you back to the carpet, because we have a major issue here, and we need to start looking at this thing from a real, very realistic perspective. And what I mean by that is, had we done our homework at the beginning and had we really been involved and engaged in the process, I think things would probably have worked out for the best for your child instead of he or she leaning towards wanting to do the transfer thing. And what I mean by that, parents, I say it all the time, and I'm going to give it to you, in a couple few in about three different steps. One, you have to be able to communicate or be on a very good working page with that coach. I haven't said anything about the school or university or institution yet. I'm first focusing on being on a winning page with that coach. Two, and I'll go back to the coaches thing here in a minute. Two, you have to be on a winning page or a very positive note with the university. The university has to be somewhere in your child's list of schools that he or she desired to attend. Three, we all have to be realistic with ourselves, whether or not our child really and truly fits into that program. And you know, I'm going to come back around to that, but I just want to hit those three things, the coach, university, and realistic with ourselves, whether or not our child fits into that program. Okay? Let's go back to the coaching issue. Being realistic with ourselves when we talk about in reference to the coach, you have to, as a parent, part of your task, you have to feel comfortable with this coach to the point of saying that, hey, okay, this coach is really and truly going to look out for my child's best interest. Really and truly look out for my child's best interest. If this coach is not going to continue on the path that you were on when that child was living underneath your roof, and what I mean by that path as far as maturing that child, building character in that child, helping that child develop and grow, if that coach is not going to do those things outside of basketball, football, or whatever sport he or she is involved in, then I don't care who that coach is. That coach may not be the right coach for your child. Because, as I've said time in and time out, we've all heard it, if someone is not looking out for the best interest of your child, then he or she is serving no real true purpose. Because at the end of the day, as we've said, the ball stops bouncing at some point in time. And when that ball stops bouncing and your child have not had the opportunity to get the best out of things in life thus far, then somewhere along the line, that failure comes back on you, parents. Comes back on you. Comes back on me. And that could be a turnaround from our win-win-win situation. That could be a turnaround and say, hey, that's a loss situation as well. But I try not to speak the negative here on this show because that's not something that we do. So we focus on the win-win-win situation at all times. So, parents, you have to be proactive as far as being engaged and being involved with that coach. And during that recruiting process, hey, you got to grill that coach. You got to be able to communicate with that coach. You got to be able to sit and look that coach dead in the eye and see where you think that coach is coming from. Go by your gut feeling on that thing. Deal with your gut feeling. Don't deal with the bells and whistles that he or she may be throwing out there in front of you because, oh, that's a lot of hype and a lot of garbage and trash that you don't need. And that's why we as parents need to be involved in that process because we can see through most of that garbage. So we have to, without a doubt, unequivocally, be involved in the process. It's not optional, parents. It's not optional. Come on, be realistic about it. And it's not optional. Because your eyes are those eyes that can see through the garbage. And that's probably the best word I can find to use to explain the process that you may encounter during the time that your child is being recruited, okay? Your eyes, not his buddy's eyes, not her buddy's eyes, you know, not some high school coach, you know, not the AAU trainer or all these other folks that like to call themselves or get themselves involved in these processes. No, your eyes. Why? Because that is your child. Parents, work with me on this one now. Work with me. Hear me out. Okay. If the coach is not into developing the children, your child, to his best possible level, then you may want to consider that coach or consider another school. That's just my feelings and thoughts on that. You may want to consider another school. All right. Secondly, I mentioned the part about institution. Okay. Naturally, of course, you want to make sure that that institution is offering the courses that your child is interested in majoring in. That's not a question. That's just a simple, honest, you know, statement. Why is your child going to go there if he or she has no opportunity to major in whatever field they want to major in? Are we serious about that? Would you actually do that because some particular coach is there? Are you serious? Parents, check yourself. Check that part of you at the door. Leave it there. Because we got to have a win situation. This is not the game. Okay? It's not the television show where everything's going to turn up, you know, peaches and cream. So we have to be able to ensure that institution offers the courses that your child is interested in. Also, the environment that the institution is in, you know. If your child is not a city environment child, then why would you stick him or her in an environment that, you know, the university is stuck right downtown, you know, two steps away from city life? Huh? Your child's not used to that. So that's another adjustment that your child may have to make. Best part about that is if your child is a people person and have a knack for reading people and getting a quick understanding of individuals, then he or she may be able to navigate those waters a little bit better. Okay. But if he or she is not, then now we got a whole new different issue. So now not only the child is having to adjust to his new surroundings, but now having to deal with this new coach, now having to deal with, you know, campus life and things of that nature. And when I talk about campus life, you know, of course, you know, campus life, you know, the parties and all the other little things that go along with it. And, you know, your child has to have some sense of buckling down and putting in the work when that time comes. If he or she doesn't and requires somebody to stand over his or her shoulder, then, again, that goes back to having a coaching staff that you have a very great respect for and a very good understanding with. But that new environment and that institution plays a big part. Of course, you have to have the area in which your child is interested in studying. If doesn't have that area and it doesn't appear to be in a reasonably safe environment, you know, do
homework on the school. Find out, you know, what do you know about the school? What have you heard about the school? And whether or not there has been any major issues in the school. And, you know, this goes for everybody. You know, find out if there's any racial tension at the school. You know, because you don't want your child being caught up in some stuff like that, and making sure that there hasn't been any recent you know, craziness going on at the school like we've had previous years at a couple of institutions on the East Coast where you had gunmen out there and killing up folks and that kind of stuff. That's tragedies that we cannot foresee, but at the same time, if you know of something, and we never know when that's going to pop up. Never know when that's going to pop up. But you want to do your homework on the university, on the institution, to make sure that it is going to be in the best interest of your child again, and that it is an environment that is conducive to learning as well as able to provide your child with those skills or those support elements that he or she may need to be successful, not only in life, but also on the field, on the court, wherever they're playing their particular sport. Last but not least, being realistic with yourself, parents, being realistic with yourself, okay? To be short and sweet with that part, being realistic with yourself, parents, we have to, without a doubt, look at the program that your child is interested in and seeing how your child would actually fit into that program. Have as much exposure to that program as you possibly can prior to making that selection. That way you'll have a chance to see their interaction with the coaches, see their interaction, the team with the coaches with the team, others outside and around that environment, to see whether or not they are true supporters of the program. You know, all these little things. You know, and if need be, I've even went as far as, you know, checking out some of the message boards and some of the rival message boards, all these little things that you know, you have to be realistic with yourself and seeing as far as if your child really and truly fits into that program. Please, let's not think that your child, if your child is going to a Division I school, your child is standing 6'4", 6'5", maybe, and all during high school, I'm talking basketball now, all during high school, your child was playing the position of a forward because he was one of the taller kids in the school, or he can jump out of the gym, or, you know, one of these particular things. Thinking that your child is going to a Division I program and going to have that same success. If your child is going to a Division I program and he's slightly out of position, then he may have some time adjusting because he may not get the playing time that he or she is normally accustomed to. You know, let's call it as we see it. May not get the same opportunity because now that your child is out of position, why would that coach pick up your child? Because he may see some qualities in your child, may think that your child has the opportunity to transition to another position where he can best use him. Possibly use him at the three position, which is a small forward, or possibly use him as a guard or in the guard position. You know, same thing for football. If your child doesn't quite fit what that coach already has as a makeup for his or her team, then maybe that's not the right position for, not the right program, excuse me, for your child. Maybe. Your thoughts. Again, you have to be actively involved. You have to be engaged. You have to be there. You have to be on the scene and in the process. It's not optional. It is not optional, parents. All that goes back to talking about transferring. See, if you did your homework in those three areas, that would minimize conversation of transferring later on down the line. In addition to that, And I'll throw this on top of that to kind of sort of cover it all. Getting your child to understand whether or not he or she is in a situation that, again, that they have chosen. If this is the position that you have chosen and this is what you're working towards, then guess what? You've chosen. Stick with it. Ride it out. Make the best of it. Forget about all this negative overtone. Forget about all this added drama and chaos that we add to the situation when we come out with, well, do you want to transfer? Okay. You're transferring because now you think you're going to another program that's going to give you a better opportunity. But just think about it from this perspective. One, you're going to sit out majority of the time. If you're transferring for the wrong reason or transferring because you think that you can get a better look or better opportunity at another institution, okay, you're going to transfer, and then what's going to end up happening, you're going to end up sitting out. And if you end up sitting out, now someone else is going to come along and possibly get in there and take that spot that you thought you had because the coach really liked you and really talked you up. So now what you doing? You decided to transfer up. So somebody else comes along next year and bumps you again. Now you're sliding back on the depth chart. Parents, let's try to avoid that issue. And in addition to that, what signal are we sending to our children? If we're saying, oh, okay, it's cool, you can transfer. Hold them accountable. Teach them a lesson when they decide to make those decisions that they understand that it's a life learning experience, that now you're in a position that you think is an adverse position. Again, that's all mental. You think it's an adverse position, so now you're ready to bail out from it. Use that adversity to your advantage. You know, Dr. Miles Monroe, once I heard him state that there's no such thing as problems. They're only opportunities. For each opportunity that is presented, use it to your advantage. If you look at it from the standpoint of it being a problem, then it becomes a problem. If you take on the negative aspects of that opportunity, then it becomes an issue. But if you draw the positive aspects from that, if you draw all the positive energy and synergy from there, then you're able to use that to your advantage. And when you're able to use that to your advantage, guess what? We're back to where I started from. You're in a win situation. I'll say it again. You're in a win situation. That's what we lean towards, parents. That's what we geared up for. That is the ultimate goal of what we're doing with our children day in and day out, so at the end of the day, they fall into that win situation. You win, I win, the universe wins. Or we can look at the higher perspective, you win, I win, God wins. Win situation. All right? That's the way to look at it. So this issue of transferring parents, come on, we got all these other reasons, all this other drama, all these other things that we like to throw in there and say reason why the child should transfer. If the child's not transferring based upon a hardship situation, trying to get closer to home so that he or she can be there to help guide you and support you and be there for you. Come on, parents. What are they transferring from? So they can get a better look at the NFL, get a better look at the NBA, and take a better look at them, Major League Baseball. What are they transferring from? Because now they're in a situation where they don't get along with the coach. Use this to your advantage. Take the advantage of the situation, parents. That's right. Be there for them. Be there for them. All right. I guess we're going to watch out here on our show today. I will share that with you. But it's all about us being their parents, us being building a nice little foundation so that we're able to support our children from the various aspects in addition to helping them with their development in sports. You know, we want to also help cultivate their mind. We want to also, help them improve their environments. That's what it's all about, parents. That's what it's all about. And, you know, I could only do it with your or check out our website at PCP. Here recently I found out that it's easy, just so easy to drop the seed off the board that's covering the seed, but we are parents and we connect. We are communicating with parents, with board game with parents, with counseling parents. So we do it all. We do it all. We do it all. All right, parents, I'll be looking forward to hearing from you later on down the line. This is M.H. Scott, host and father at work. Just next week, same bad time, same bad channel, on that show. You have a great day. Get out of here.